I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. The Minnesota Star Tribune is cutting its workforce by 15%. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey responds to more questions about the resignation of former Chief Brian O'Hara. And we're hearing from the new general manager of the Minnesota Vikings. But first, local, state, and federal law enforcement leaders launching Operation Safe Summer in Minneapolis today. Interim Police Chief Bill Peterson says the annual crackdown on those known to commit violent crimes has been an effective tool in getting guns and drugs off the streets.
Our focus is on a small number of individuals who commit a disproportionate amount of violent crime and create fear in our communities. Every firearm recovered, every violent offender arrested, and every crime prevented makes a difference for the residents we serve.
Operation Safe Summer is a collaborative effort between MPD, Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, state law enforcement agencies, and the ATF and FBI on the federal level. They're also focused on public safety planning for some of the summer's major events like Pride, Taste of Minnesota, and WWE Summer Slam. We're learning more about the economic impact Operation Metro Surge had on Minnesota's restaurants and hotels.
Restaurants and hotels statewide lost 4,500 jobs and $71 million in wages during the first 3 months of the year, according to analysis from North Star Policy Action and the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. North Star Policy Action Research Director Aaron Rosenthal.
The decline in leisure and hospitality employment in Minnesota in the first 3 months of 2026 was the largest in the nation by percentage. So about a 2.1% decline.
Even with Operation Metro Surge coming to an end in February, Rosenthal says recovery remains slow.
I don't see us getting to a place of recovered employment in hours reaching such a high level that it will make up for everything that was lost.
Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis police are looking for the driver of an SUV involved in a hit and run that left a man seriously injured. It happened around 2 yesterday afternoon near the intersection of Oliver and Lowry Avenues on the north side. Police say that SUV hit another vehicle, sending it into a motorcycle. The rider is now in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests and no specific info on the make and model of that SUV. The Robbins Science Center on the Hamline University campus will remain closed today after a school bus crash yesterday that sent 3 children and the bus driver to the hospital. It happened just after 2 p.m. Police say the bus carrying around a dozen students from Higher Ground Academy in St. Paul went off the road, across the grass, and then into the College of Science building. Hamline administrators closed school for the day shortly thereafter. Initial reports suggest the bus driver hit the gas rather than the brake, plowing into the building. An attorney for the bus company says he was fairly new as an employee. The kids and the driver are expected to be okay. Nobody inside the building was hurt. The Minnesota Star Tribune announces it's cutting its workforce by 15% across all departments. Reporter and co-chair of the Star Tribune's Guild, Jeff Day, tells WCCO's Adam and Jordana it's a part of a growing trend as the news industry has reportedly lost 75% of its jobs over the last 2 decades.
If you're running a media company right now, I'm sure that you are looking at all this trying to figure, how do we get to a plateau and then how do we start growing? What does that look like? How do we make money? What are the systems in place that we haven't thought about that could make us that money?
While the company navigates this economic transition, leadership is exploring a potential new ownership structure to stabilize operations with an upcoming contract negotiation and guild talks on the horizon. A northern Minnesota woman is facing vehicular homicide charges after prosecutors say she crossed into oncoming traffic and hit the car killing the driver. According to the criminal complaint, 43-year-old Shauna Dawkins was swerving a red pickup truck on the wrong side of Highway 11 before hitting an SUV on May 29th near Roseau. The crash killed an 82-year-old Barbara Welberg of Baudette. Dawkins blamed her dog for grabbing the steering wheel while reaching for a treat. She later admitted to taking several prescription medications that day, including Adderall and lorazepam. She did test negative for alcohol. Court records show Dawkins was on probation at the time for driving under the influence of drugs. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey responding yesterday to more questions about the resignation of former Chief Brian O'Hara.
Did you misjudge the character of Brian O'Hara considering what he did?
Well, what we do is we operate off of evidence and facts.
Mayor Jacob Frey fielding a number of difficult questions from WCCO Radio's Chad Hartman about Brian O'Hara.
Are you questioning how strongly you backed him during the time he was here?
I think in any circumstance, Chad, you operate with the facts that you got.
O'Hara resigned after it was revealed that he interfered with an investigation into his alleged misconduct.
You have to maintain trust both with the city, with the department, and frankly with me.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, we're hearing from the new general manager of the Minnesota Vikings this morning, Nolan Teasley.
Coming from the Seattle Seahawks, Teasley was part of 9 playoff teams, 3 Super Bowl appearances, and 2 titles.
It was always going to take a special opportunity to leave a special place in Seattle. And as I progressed through this process, it became very clear that the Minnesota Vikings were just that. They were that opportunity.
Although he feels the current roster is very strong and the team is ready to compete, the work starts now.
We're going to be guided by evaluation. We're going to be anchored by data. And then the final piece, kind of as we work through our 3 pillars of acquisition and evaluation, is that what's really important is the coach's vision for the player. And that's, in simplest terms, how we're going to operate.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.